Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on May 15 regarding Amber, A-M-B-E-R, Bowe, B-O-W-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Bowe as described in my report of 10-12-19. She is now a 34-year-old woman who again reports being injured at work on 12-9-16. She moved a patient in the ICU and hurt her back. More specifically, she lifted the patient's legs and moved him. She did go to Inspira emergency room on 12-11-16. Paired with this and further evaluation, she understands the final diagnosis to be herniations and ruptures of her disc. She underwent hemilaminectomy and discectomy by Dr. Mitchell in June of 2018. He recommended surgery in 1 year, but on 7-19, she... like that in July 2019 and put this in italics. She might have had a baby or had another surgery. She's no longer receiving any active treatment. Ms. Bowe admits that before this incident, she had low back pain on the left side as opposed to the right. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, she received an order approving settlement on 2-21-20 to be inserted here. She then reopened her case. Additional medical documentation shows she was seen on 10-24-19 by Dr. Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. He offered a permanency rating of 65% for the lower back, some of which involved pre-existing disc herniations at L4-5 and L5-S1 confirmed by MRI on 10-18-13. On 7-9-20, she was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Mitchell. Insert what is marked from the first paragraph of that report, and then the bottom of page 2 and top of page 3 as marked. He rendered diagnosis of displacement of lumbar intervertebral disc without myelopathy, radiculopathy, and spinal stenosis with neurogenic claudication. He also compared some of the diagnostic studies whose results will be inserted here as marked. Dr. Mitchell then recommended surgical intervention. On this visit, she now had a positive straight leg raise maneuver on the right. She continued to see Dr. Mitchell. The petitioner also received pain management from Dr. Paul, P-A-U-L. At Dr. Mitchell's next visit, he commented on the results of imaging that will be inserted as marked. She did come under the care of Dr. Paul in the same practice on 8-4-20. He agreed with his recommendation to proceed with lumbar epidural injections. She did accept a lumbar epidural injection on 9-14-20. She also underwent a lumbar MRI on 7-15-20. Inserted. prepared. She had flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine the same day to be inserted. Period. On 8/11/20, Dr. Paul also administered an epidural steroid injection. Period. Ms. Bo followed up with Dr. Paul and Dr. Mitchell. Period. At his visit of 12/15/20, Dr. Mitchell noted the surgery she underwent that will be inserted as marked from the last page of that report. Period. On 1/27/21, Dr. Paul reevaluated her. Period. He noted Dr. Mitchell performed L4-5 and L5-S1 anterior posterior fusion and laminectomy on 11/30/30. Period. She had been taking Percocet and Oxycontin. Period. He recommended weaning down off of these medications. Period. Dr. Mitchell referred her for physical therapy on 3/30/21. Period. On 5/5/21, he referred her for CAT scan and lumbar x-rays to be inserted as marked. There she saw Dr. Paul again on 5/6/21. His past medical history noted anxiety, comma, anorexia, comma, COVID-19 on 12/13/20, comma, C5-6, anterior cervical discectomy and fusion by Dr. Mager in approximately 2013 after a motor vehicle accident in that year. Period. He started her on a Medrol dose pack. Period. On 6/7/21, Dr. Mitchell wrote she had completed physical therapy. Period. He recommended an FCE prior to deeming she was at maximum medical improvement. At that juncture, she had done quite well, but was out of work. Period. On 8/26/21, Dr. Mitchell wrote she returned with nerve pain and low back pain. Period. He made analysis and recommendations from the last paragraph that will be inserted as marked. Period. He concluded she had remained at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, she also came into the vascular surgery care of Dr. Haas, HAAS, to participate in surgery. Apparently she did have an 11/16/20 CAT scan to be inserted. Period. On 11/30/20, Dr. Haas performed surgery. Dr. Mitchell performed surgery the same day. Period. Both of those reports will be inserted as marked. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner also was seen by Dr. Dandu, D-A-N-D-U, on 12/1/20. Period. She had undergone lumbar spine surgery yesterday. Period. Since then, she had a couple of episodes of throat closure and tightening. Period. She also had facial swelling, which improved with steroids. Period. Her voice was slightly hoarse. Period. He performed flexible fiber optic laryngoscopy. Period. He observed ecchymosis along the right true vocal cord. Period. The airway was patent. Period. He thought this finding was likely related to recent intubation. period. New paragraph, also insert the results of the CAT scan and x-rays that are about the last five items of the records. Period, and put this in blue. Please make sure Karina writes legibly on the stickers. Period. I am unable to determine whether she is talking about a CAT scan. Period. She also writes CR when the person gets regular x-rays. Period. I believe she gets this from the technical phrase within those reports at the top. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Her legs were shaven bilaterally. The rest of that is normal. Spine cervical inspection revealed the right anterior transverse scar consistent with cervical spine surgery. Period. Active extension was to 35 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Periothoracic, she had a markedly increased thoracic kyphosis. Period. The rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral, she changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 65 degrees and rise. Period. Inspection revealed a forward held posture. Period. There were a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars posteriorly, measuring approximately 1 inch each. Period. Anteriorly, there was a suprapubic transverse scar measuring approximately 5 inches across. Period. She sat comfortably at greater than 90 degrees and actively flexed in a standing position to 80 degrees. Period. Extension was to 20 degrees with tenderness. Period. Bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 50 degrees elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the left at 65 degrees, she experienced right-sided low back tenderness, but none on the left, and no radicular complaints. Period. Impressions. On 12-9-16, Amber Bowe injured her lower back, maneuvering an ICU patient in his bed. Period. She underwent the treatment, as marked from my earlier report. Since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement. Period. She then went on for additional evaluation. This included updated diagnostic studies, period. Please insert the results of any MRI and CAT scan that were done after the award of 2/21/20, period. She's submitted to another surgery by Dr. Mitchell and Dr. Haas on 11/30/20, period. She did develop a hemorrhage at the right true vocal cord, for which she was seen by Dr. Dandu, period. In paragraph, the current examination found variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. There was an increased thoracic kyphotic curve. Period. Neither sitting nor supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited any radicular complaints. Period. New paragraph. I will increase my assessment of permanency by 3.5% to 5%. Period. End.